This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Look, lefties, I already know. You don't have to send me any more notes, nasty grams, whatever. Trump is stupid. Yeah, he's stupid, isn't he? And he's crazy, too, isn't he? He's crazy like a fox. Oh, why do I chuckle? I chuckle because the left never learn. They will not learn. They are dyed in the wool, married to their ideology, and until they, I don't know what it takes to wake them up. Yeah, that's why we love when lefties make the transition and become conservatives. We love it because it's like doing an alien autopsy. So what made you think the way that you used to think, Sheriff Clark? Why would you have ever voted Democrat? Well, I'll tell you what, and this, that, and the other. And it's funny because I'll use Sheriff Clark as an example. I think he's a great guy. But he's gotten a lot of press, maybe because he's got the goatee and he's a big, strong-looking dude. I don't know. But he's gotten a lot of press on being a Democrat that saw the light. And I think that it's kind of like I say to the Trump early adopters, I give you more credit. The Johnny-come-latelys, like myself and others, we came on and we helped. But you guys saw it. And there's something to be said for that. Now, me as a conservative in general, there's something to be said for a kid who never bought into the leftist ideology and the Democrats. Never. But I don't get, I'm not up there meeting with the president. I've met him a couple times, and I'm not up there sitting with him every day and taking pictures and blah, blah, blah. I'm the guy that's behind the scenes still talking smack to lefties, missing out on a lot of good dinners. But I don't lament those that get it. But I'm just saying there's something to be said for being bold early on, right? And I'll give credit where credit is due. You people that saw it, Robert Dobby and I had a conversation at CPAC, and he looked at me and said, I told you. I said, look, man, what do you want me to say? You are exactly right. You knew exactly what was going to happen because of the way, the way things work out. Congratulations. He rubbed it in a little bit. But, these lefties, they think Trump's stupid. They think he's a radical, that he's crazy. And you gotta love watching him work. The boldness, that's our theme today, is boldness. Let's just start with the media. The fact that Donald Trump pushes back on the media, he pushes back on anything that he's a misogynist or whatever. He did this with women. Shut up. You're fake news. In case you didn't realize, here's another fake story. Oh, they're looking into my finances with Deutsche Bank. Fake. All the information that led up to the FBI Russia gate thing. Fake. In fact, General Flynn's probably going to get off because all the things leading to this chain of evidence of him where he lied to the FBI, which I don't know why he would have done it anyway, but all of that information, gone. It's all fake. And we're learning that. We've watched the media torpedo itself time and time again because they want to get to Trump. And all the guy does is he's got the truth on his side, the majority of the time, or he's getting results. They're not used to seeing results. Think about everything that Donald Trump has done that were bold moves. When he decided he was going to take on trade. And people are like, well, that's trade. What do you know about trade? We're supposed to be part of this big thing called TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And how are we going to, what's he talking about getting rid of NAFTA and all that? It's all good for us. Yeah, that's why we got over $500 billion trade deficit. Can you imagine if we got $500 billion back into this economy, into American businesses, and our trade deficit went to zero? I don't know what it is right now, but here's what I'll tell you. It's lower. It's lower than what it was. If he saved us $100 billion, it's $100 billion less than we had before and over, as they like to do in politics, over a 10-year period. That's $1 trillion.
And if for those doing the math, if he saved us $200 billion over a five-year period, that's $1 trillion. Oops, almost messed up. That's just in trade. Donald Trump goes to Saudi Arabia, brings back a $350 billion trade deal. Goes to Asia, brings up a $250 billion trade deal. Let me do the math. That's $600 billion of new business into America. And he gets the Chinese to lower tariffs on multiple products. So now we've got trade deals open, you know, for products to go ship to overseas and even out that trade deficit. And nobody said a word. You can't find it in regular media. They're like, well, what? I didn't see anything. That's huge. Huge. He made Canada, we stopped using their lumber. We're doing American lumber. And Canada's mad. Donald Trump's like, we have an $11 billion trade deficit with you. Where are we going to fix this? Mexico, they're on notice. You already know about China. So all these different things are being addressed, legitimately so, and the media says nothing. And I could go on. What about illegal immigration? Way down. Not only are they capturing, you know, they're actually enforcing the border laws, but the Mexicans are going, you know, it's not worth it. Because even if you get there, they're cracking down on you when you're there. It's not like it used to be. You can't be out in the open as much. How many of these La Raza, you know, these anti-immigration things have you seen in a while? You haven't seen very many, have you? Because they've been put on notice. These are bold moves. When Donald Trump made the comment that, look, you got people coming over the border who are sex trafficking, who are bringing drugs, allowing terrorism, whatever. He's a Mexican. He hates Mexicans. Yeah. And Donald Trump said, call it what you want. What I love, he goes, I don't care who you tell me who I hate. He goes, let me tell you who I love. Americans. See, the left are so fixated on, we'll make it to where he hates Mexicans. Now, I don't hate Mexicans. I can guarantee you I don't. And grew up around them. My kids are Mexican. So people can talk about me all they want. But I'll tell you this. I know who I love. You can tell me all the people I hate. He's a hater. Okay, fine. I'm ignoring that. But I know who I love. You know, Chesterton, I think I'm paraphrasing, but he said it's not what the battle is or who you're facing over there. What the fight is, that he says it's you're fighting for the people behind you that you love. More on this when we come back. I'll take you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, author of Race Pimping. You can get my book at racepimping.com. And it doesn't matter whether it's race pimping. The pimping that's occurring is all the nonsense that is that happens because of the left. And I'm telling you right now, you better start fighting this stuff. I was talking about a child who was hit. His family was driving back from Disneyland, one of them. And an illegal hit him. Hit the car, and put little Lennox in the hospital. He's undergone two surgeries, but they say he'll fully recover. The parents had minor injuries. Lots of swelling on his eye. Couldn't open his eyes. Says he's scared why he can't see. But his father says he'll be home and happy again soon. But these stories of illegals doing something play out every single day in this country. They are caused by leftists. These morons allow illegals to enter America. And they're and whatever happens, folks, is on the hands of the leftists. These people come here unchecked, as if our legal system doesn't even exist. Then leftists make excuse after excuse for their behaviors. And the additional criminal acts by illegals are often ignored by the leftists. Look, when Donald Trump mentioned that many Mexicans crossing to America as sex traffickers, drug dealers, gangbangers, etc. The left went crazy. Trump was called xenophobic for demanding that Mexico stop sending their criminals to our country. Now, whether the family of Kate Steinle or of Lennox Lake, these stories should not involve illegals. It's bad enough to experience a violent crime or a crime of any sort at the hands of a citizen criminal. But to experience one at the hands of an illegal who was deported 15 times is almost unbelievable. So I was talking to a group of people and I mentioned, I said to them, look, what's the most precious thing that, you know, that a country has to offer? And believe it or not, it was a young lady who said, it's people. And you're exactly right. So I want to help wage the discussion for you with leftists. Because the big thing that came out of the Trump saying that these guys were drug dealers and sex traffickers and whatever is he says, he's categorizing Mexicans as that. Okay. So what would you categorize these people? Now I'm playing a game with you guys, okay? What would you categorize these people as? So a leftist would say, they're good citizens. They're good people coming over. They just want an opportunity. Okay, so let's go with that. Let's say all these people are good people. We're not bringing over MS-13 gang members. We're not bringing over malcontents. We're not bringing over people that, you know, that are escaping from Mexico in some sort of way, whether it's through drugs or, you know, sex trafficking or whatever. So they're good folks. I'll concede to you that these are good people. Do you concede? You know, are you cool with that? Sure. Okay, so we've got Mexico's good people coming over, which implies what, sir or ma'am? Well, let me help you. It implies that we're not bringing their bad people. Their bad people are staying. So from a statistical point of view, if many of your good people are coming over and you have bad people left, isn't that a bad formula for you? And we'll get back to that. So if the good people are now coming over here, leaving the bad people behind, we are leaving Mexico with its worst people unbalanced because we've taken their good folks. I think we could all concede that's a logical way to go about this. So if the number one resource of a country is its people, and we are taking the good people and leaving the bad, who's left to fend for Mexico? The only answer, logically, are the bad people. So we've got their good people, they've got their bad people. Well, I make the case, open borders, we are stealing their best. Now, if you don't believe that, then you probably are of the mindset that I'm into, which is that there are thieves and murderers and drug dealers and cartel members and gang members that are coming over inside of these folks. Mexico has no vested interest to build anymore, to change their economy, because we're propping it up. And when we prop it up, these guys want to leave. I've told you guys about an acquaintance of mine who is a bartender. And we were having a conversation, and I said, what brought you over here anyway? Because we hadn't really, you know, talked about it. And I'm thinking he's going to tell me the lottery, or he's here illegally. He's not here legally. He's here illegally. Married, 3 kids they've had here in the States, he and his wife. And I asked him, I said, you know, well, why'd you come? He says, well, opportunity. I said, yeah, there's no jobs in Mexico. He says, no, there's plenty of jobs. Plenty. And it stopped me right in my tracks. I said, what are you talking about? He goes, no, man. He goes, I work construction in Mexico. There's plenty of jobs there. He goes, if you want to work out in the hot sun for 12 hours a day for the amount of money that you make in a few hours that we don't make in a week, he goes, be my guest. He goes, I come over here. I'm a bartender. I'm making, you know, exponentially more than I made there in a career. Goes, we want for nothing, my family. I send money home. And he says, so what are you talking about? He goes, I'm working on the inside 8 hours a day with all kinds of rules to my work versus working outside 16 hours, 12 to 16 hours a day, and there are no rules, and the money's a lot less. What would you do? I'd do what you're doing. Now, is it legal? Is it all? No. The answer is no. But what I'm telling you is, with that as the backdrop, you're absolutely right. I would do what you do. I won't even argue about it. So we are stealing the natural resources of Mexico and other countries. I told you guys another story. Met a guy, Chinese guy, and he says to me, we were talking about politics. He happens to be a conservative. And he says to me, Kevin, he goes, you think you're getting the best of China? He goes, you are. He goes, you have stereotyped Chinese based on the best of China. He goes, China has some of the laziest people on the planet. And he went on to castigate the country, saying it isn't anything close to what the media portrays. Like every kid has a tiger mom and dad, and they're all, you know, out there slugging away to make the best. He goes, it's so far from that, it's not even funny. The people that you get to see, he goes, oh yeah, those are tiger moms, tiger dads, whatever. He goes, because they want the best for their children. That's why they're conniving to get them to the United States. Because that's the land of, you know, milk and honey. Land of the free, home of the brave. So he's, eye-opening. Two different guys telling me something about their culture. And I had offices in Mexico City. I lived in China. And I still didn't know that little piece because I wasn't, you know, I was in a different mindset. But that's the way it is. In Mexico, they've got jobs. Are they as good a job as ours? No. Do they pay as much? No. Do they have the benefits? No. But at some point, they would start addressing it. Yeah. So much going on here. And I love the way this sort of puts the left in a quandary where they've got to make up their mind. Are we getting criminals or are we getting the good people? Because if we're getting the good people, we're doing a disservice to Mexico. They can't argue with that. Anyway, we got to take a break. Back in a bit.
Jackson Radio Show.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
We're gathered today to hear directly from the American victims of illegal immigration. You know, you hear the other side, you never hear this side.
President Trump at a White House news conference. This is in San Diego. A rally outside a San Diego detention center condemning the administration's policies. Republican leaders say they still plan to vote on an immigration bill next week. The president has been accusing Democrats of holding it up, but actually the measure he backs doesn't have enough support among Republicans. The bill he's pushed, curbing legal immigration and funding his border wall, failed to pass the House yesterday. The second measure didn't have enough votes either. The president tweeted that GOP leaders should stop wasting their time for now, predicting that more Republicans will be elected in November. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family. For a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get three lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus get up to three free phones, all on super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First lines $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video streamed optimized at up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
If you'd gone to college, you could have really been something.
I could have calibrated those words differently.
Did you know you're the cause of illegal immigration, you evil capitalist imperialist swine?
That's about Mexico. This is about a global struggle against imperialism and capitalism.
So says a young firebrand named Gochez, speaking to young people in Southern California, which, by the way, he says
is stolen, occupied Mexico.
As always with capitalism, the problem really is
racist white people.
And the solution, as always, is a group called
the Raza.
The race. And his favorite democratically elected leader,
El Comandante Fidel Castro Ruz.
Wackos of the world unite. That's Ron Gochez, social studies teacher, Santee High School, Los Angeles, California.
This ends up being what's called a teachable moment.
For more, log on anytime to theblacksphere.net. Class dismissed.
Kevin Jackson here. Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, talking about Mexico saying, we own America. They have an Atlan movement that says Mexico had the United States stolen from it, specifically certain states, Texas being one. And I've gone on to say that, well, while Mexico says we own this territory, France and the UK, Europe, France and Britain said, no, you don't. So that was the first thing. So then Texas said, well, you know what? We've got our own army here. We disagree with you. So we're going to go to battle. So they did. And we whooped Mexico's butt. That's right. One state beat up the whole country of Mexico. Mexicans thought they were bad. They were all, whatever. Texas said, you just come get you some. End of story. So, I don't know. Two Texans killed like 50 million Mexicans. That's the way it was. That's all it takes. But anyway, they got beaten. They were given a cash settlement of $15 million. Now, I don't know what that equates to in 1840-something dollars, you know, in terms of what that was, $15 million in 1840. I don't know what that equates to today, but that's a lot of coin. So Mexico sold Texas to the United States, even after getting their butt kicked in what was called the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. I'm just giving you a history lesson because sometimes you got to be able to confront the people that are facing you. Talking about, it's our stuff, man. And you're going, no, it isn't. No, it isn't, Senor Gochez. It's not yours. Texas isn't yours. And this invasion, let me just tell you guys something. All this stuff that's happening now is orchestrated. Don't think for one second this is not... You know, this is some innocent movement. We don't have anything to do with Mexico, man. We got to come over. Mexicans have been surviving on nothing for longer than most people. They can survive. Yeah, they live in squalor. But you know what we did? Let me tell you what happened. When you think about what really happened, not only did we say, this isn't your land, then they said, well, we think it is. And we said, well, then fine, let's fight it out. And we whooped their butts, sent them scurrying back across the border. Then we gave them enough money to where you would go start some, go be somebody, go grow up and, you know, be a Julio Cesar Chavez. You know, go do something with yourselves over there, Mexicans. So we did that. Gave them, I don't know what that is, $15 million in 1840-something. What is that? $50 billion? There's a lot of money. And it wasn't pesos. It was backed up, you know, by gold. We had a gold standard. So anyway, I don't know if we had a gold standard, but we gave them money that was legit that they could use. So they went and took it, and we didn't hear anything from them. And while Texas built itself up to be, at one point in the last few years, if it weren't for Texas, Barack Obama would, I mean, number one, he's a loser anyway, but he would be a bigger loser if it weren't for the GDP of Texas. It represents the growth of the United States. So, Texas went on to become something big, man. It was like Texas was a teenager that whooped up on some big Mexican dude that thought he was bad. And then, fast forward 20 years, and that teenager's built a whole, you know, he's got a whole industry around him. And the Mexicans over there going, well, he thinks he's so bad, man. What's up with that dude? It's like, I don't know, man. That looks like the dude that beat you up 20 years ago. So, Texas went on, and now, you know what Texas does? Texas has all this business that it gives across the border to Mexico, from El Paso up through McAllen into Nogales and all these other places, right? It's got all these places. They call them the maquiladores, and it's part of trade. So we have an unfair trade pact going on our side towards Mexico. We do much more for Mexico than Mexico would ever do for us. Much more. We've done really well, and we've shared that wealth. Now, you throw in the rest of America, and it gets even bigger. We throw money across the border. Here's a little tidbit you probably don't even know. Let me give you a tidbit for you. If you want to be an investor from Mexico into the United States, say you want to invest $1 million into a United States company. I'm going to tell you something you don't know. Most people don't know this. Unless you are a financial advisor and you know some Mexicans and want to move money across the border, you don't know this. There's a 35% origination fee for you to even invest your money in America. You follow? You want to invest $1 million in companies in America? The Mexican government takes $350,000 of it off the top. And you can put your $650 to work. And then, if you make money on it, they then tax you on that. That's how bad they don't want any of their money flowing towards us. Now, what do we do? We got 11 million people over here working illegally, sending billions of dollars back. And on top of that, we pay for child care for some of these people, because we say, oh, well, they have children that are in another country, so they get to do a write-off and get money back for the money that they're earning here in America, and your taxpayer dollars are paying for their children who are still in other countries. That's how good they have it. And you wonder why Donald Trump resonates? You wonder why the anti-Trump protesters have backfired and they've actually given him more voters? Are you out of your mind? So anyway, back to the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, where Mexico sold all of the lands that it had previously claimed to the United States. Why is the 1840s important? Why do you argue about the historical boundaries that were 50 years earlier? Because you'd be making a case for the return to Spanish rule. See, 50 years prior to the 1840s, overturning Cinco de Mayo would be something you have to talk about because it was under Spanish rule. That would be Mexico. Mexico was under Spanish rule! Mexican nationalists chosen the boundaries as conquered by the Spanish colonists
whose rule they don't even accept for themselves, but whose empire and rules over others they claim for themselves. So they're claiming that Spain owned it, ergo, we owned it. And even when Europe said, nope, that's not the case. France and England go, no, we don't. We completely disagree with that. You don't own that. We fought, we beat them up, and we paid. And then they still claim, oh, it's ours, no, it isn't. It's not theirs. So why do you think they still believe they have a claim? Because the Spanish Empire? Why does Spain have no claim on Mexico? Because it was independent. Mexico declared its independence, the same as Texas. You following here the logic? And in the treaty itself, everyone living in the affected territories may choose either to relocate south of the Rio Grande or to become citizens of the United States. 90% of them chose to stay. So Spain extended its empire into the Americas. Mexico rejected Spanish rule, but wanted to keep the empire. Texas said, we're independent of that. Mexico declares war to annex Texas. Texas kicks Mexico's butt, ergo, Mexico loses the war. The land was conceded, and millions of dollars got paid to Mexico in compensation. And in the end, the residents of the affected territory voted by their feet 9-1 to remain Americans. But the Mexicans say, it's our land. You follow? You should remember this. When you need to reference it, I want you to come back to this day and this segment of the show, and then you just play it for some Mexican that thinks he owns America. A national, so, you know, I don't care, whatever they are. And say, explain to me the logic of this. Because those are the facts. It's not, I'm not making this stuff up. That's the way it is. Mexico forfeit any claim when they sold this land and when they gave the people the choice of where do you want to live. And the majority of them stayed here. That's the way it is, folks. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag.
The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Everybody I know uses Mexicans. White people, black people, Mexicans use Mexicans, okay? I'm not talking about well-nourished American Mexicans with good bone structure and proper nutrition. I'm talking about those little mojitos, those ones that sneak over the border that you get at the Home Depot, three for $50 or for $100, 12 of them will show up and with three old ladies and a abuela and two tias, okay? It takes them 17 minutes, 17 minutes, and they move all your stuff out. One pickup truck, one, in an upside down pyramid, they stack it. It's incredible. Amazing engineering. Amazing. No rope. No rope.
Ralphie May. okay, without a Mexican. Hey, I stand corrected. I stand corrected. Wow. Mexicans are hard workers. They are, shoot. Soup and I talk about that all the time. Super Mexican, who's on the program from time to time. When he's not sneaking across the border to go get some money back to family, yeah, we get him on the program. We've had to have a substitute. I've had Vic Medina because, you know, according to the rules of broadcasting in La Raza, I have to have at least one Mexican on the program every week. That's not true. Not true. But I was talking about Vicente Fox and his comments about, you know, what he's not building a wall and Donald Trump can, you know, whatever. I don't know what he said, but he used the word effing or whatever. And, okay, I get it. He's upset. But, you know, Mexico should be more upset at the notion that they can't keep their people in. I was talking about my time in Mexico, which, by the way, I got to tell you, when I first opened my office in Mexico, in Mexico City, and my rep picked me up and we went over to, we looked at two buildings and then I finally made a decision on which building. And so we had to, you know, paid the lease of the building. And then he said, hey, let's go meet a couple of the, I told him I want to meet a couple of our distributors for wire and cable. So we went and we went to this one office where it was just professional, very professional. And I walked in, I saw one of the most beautiful Mexican women I've ever seen. She was stunning. There were probably three of them in that office that you were like, what are y'all doing working in this? I mean, you should be models. I can see the face of this girl to this day. She just was stunning. I was like, wow. But anyway, long story short, there was nothing that would give me a stay there. Nothing. Stayed at the Hotel Nico. They agua purificado on the thing. You know, you could drink the water in the room. Pfft, whatever. I'll take my bottled water. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, no, you weren't getting it. I'm just telling you, a whole different way of life. And I got to say this. The people who are nice, the Mexicans who are just, you know, they're trying to make a living. You know, they see Americans as like, man, God bless you. And, of course, you know, I took a lot of ones so I could give money to the little kids who were selling chiclets and, you know, see somebody that was sitting at somewhere and he didn't have some. You know, I just, hey, here's a couple of bucks. You give out, this is when you gave out a dollar? Man, it was like, whoa. They didn't want pesos. Because pesos, man, that money devalued. But if you gave a dude, you know, a dollar's worth of Mexican pesos, by the time he went into the, you know, cambio or whatever to cash it in, he owed money. You know what I mean? It was bad. You know? And this is during a period where Mexico, if you guys don't remember, they changed their currency. I forget where they added a zero to it or something because it was just so bad. They were like, okay, let's just add a zero. You know? That was the solution. It devalued so badly that they just said, okay, well, it's now like, say, $5. $50 went down to being worth $5. They go, all right, we'll just add the zero back. Or they added a 500. You know, it was bizarre how they that was their solution to inflation. And anyway, they've gotten it back into, I guess, manageable. But at the end of the day, look, you go. I used to love the idea of going over to Mexico to visit my offices, see the people. But even to go to like the resort areas, Cancun and Cozumel. Me and one of my buddies he's a professional guitarist. He played guitar for John Denver, and we used to go to Cozumel and Cancun all the time to go scuba diving. And this wasn't the reason we stopped, but now I don't even, there's nothing inside of me that goes, I want to go there. Last time I was thinking about going to Acapulco, they said, Kevin, you can go, but don't go outside into the jungle areas because they got too many people raising, you know, growing marijuana, growing dope, and they'll kill you. Who wants to go to, you know, I mean, you can be killed anywhere, but really? You want to go there? I talked about my office at the time being in La Zona Rosa. They said, don't go outside or else you'll get kidnapped and you'll be making a proof of life video. I am okay. Me gusta in Mexico. Just pay the $100,000 as quickly as you can so I can come home. You know, now the advantage to me was I'm black, so they figured I was broke. So, you know, no, the negro, no moleste, no moleste. But yeah, but white people, man, you, if you went outside of the confines, don't, you know, you weren't safe. And during my visits, I got to know a lot more about Mexico City and ultimately Monterrey. And then I visited other places. I didn't open an office in Guadalajara, but I did go. And there's a lake, a lago outside of the city that is, I told the story a few times. It's so filthy. Nobody was swimming that lake. Mexicans told me, Kevin, they would tell me, do not go, if you go visit that lake, do not swim in it, etc. And there were signs, warning signs that said, don't swim in this lake. It was so nasty, it made the Mexicans sick. Now, I'm going to tell you, these are people that drink that nasty water that gives us what they call Montezuma's Revenge, which is just short of dysentery. And I'm telling you, one time I took an ice cube out of my Coke, drank that Coke, and had Montezuma's Revenge all the way home. Just from doing that. Every other thing I did, I made, it was your bottled water that I popped it open on my own. That's how much it took for me to get sick. These people drink their water, whatever. They have the strongest intestines in the country. No doubt about it. I mean, well, on the continent, that's for sure. And but anyway, they would tell me, no, Mexicans don't swim in that lake. No way. You get like these things on your arm, like nasty stuff on your arm. That's how bad it was. Filthy. You don't eat the fish out of that lake. Filthy. Nasty. And to give you an idea of overcrowding, I learned that there's a suburb of Mexico City. I don't know. It's probably 20 minutes away, whatever. It's called Cuernavaca. And it was designed, that city was designed to hold 50,000 residents. And at the time when I had this office in Mexico City, which is probably over 20 years ago, that city had 1 million people. It was designed for 50,000. I want you to imagine a small town in America. You know, I can't think of one that's got 50,000 people, but just imagine, you know, a small town with 50,000 people that was suddenly engulfed with 1 million. Just imagine that, getting 20 times the population that you were due to have. And it was currently managed then, you know, by the Mexican government, which is effectively the same as putting a Democrat in charge. And I want you to just imagine that and see what you end up with. This is crazy. It was. I joked, I said, I think there's close to 20 million people in Mexico and the surrounding areas, Mexico City. But I would say in this city, every time, you know, every day, 20 million people flush the toilet, and that stuff has to go somewhere. I guess it's going in that lake. Because that, it's a nasty, filthy place. And I have nothing against Mexico. I have nothing against Mexican people. You know, I obviously don't. Three of my boys are half Mexican. I don't. But neither Vicente Fox nor any other Mexican so-called leader has solved the problems of unemployment. They've not solved the problems of education. They've not solved the problems of health care. They've not solved the problems of transportation. The only thing that people from America go to Mexico to get is cheaper prescription drugs. And you don't know what you're getting there, so be very careful. I had a friend who used to go get her dental work done there because she said, shoot, for what it cost me, you know, thousands of dollars to get here, I found a good doctor. I like him. I go down there. I pay cash. I get the same thing. It would cost me $500 here for $50 there. And I was like, again, be careful what you wish for. That ain't gold they're putting in your tooth. That's lead. But they haven't done anything. The poverty rate in Mexico is atrocious, which is why Mexicans leave their country and their culture in droves. And the United States has welcomed Mexicans with open arms, but now they need to get here legally. We further demand that Mexico respect our laws and respect the American culture when they get here. We demand that the Mexican government do the same and keep their criminal element in their own prisons and out of the United States. And that includes their drug dealers, their sex traffickers, and their bandidos that Trump mentioned. I don't think that's too much to ask, do you? We got a little bit more to talk about, folks. Won't be Mexico, but it'll be something else. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.